And we're live.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 84 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And while you're checking us out on iTunes, make sure you leave us a review or subscribe to the podcast as we give away an autographed book set each week to a lucky person who's reviewed us.
Also, don't forget to check out our Kids Deserve a Chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time and 6 p.m. Pacific. This week, we got another great guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
And I'm Todd Nesloney, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas. And our special guest this week is Trevor Muir, who we are so thrilled to have here. So thanks for being here, Trevor.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I'm a teacher in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Awesome. Well, we want to remind our viewers to participate in social media using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt, as we always love seeing the different things that are sticking out to you.
So, Trevor, we got a few questions for you. So for those that don't know about you, man, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a teacher here in Grand Rapids. I am in my sixth year of teaching. I teach high school English, and I actually just wrote my first book, and we published it earlier this summer. It's called The Epic Classroom. So excited to tell you a little bit about that and just kind of the stuff I do in my classroom. I also make these videos for teachers to get people all jacked up about what we do. So that's another fun thing I get to do.
Yeah, you do some awesome stuff, Trevor, which is why we wanted to have you on here. But first I want to talk about your book, The Epic Classroom. I've gotten to read it, and I got to tell you, I loved it. It was fantastic. I followed your stuff for a while, so getting to be able to read the book and kind of see another perspective from you was really great. So for our people who are listening that may have not heard of you or the book, can you tell us a bit about it and how it came to be?
Yeah, thanks, Todd. And actually, I sent it to Todd before we even really connected, just to see what you thought about it. And so you were one of the very first readers ever of it, and I appreciate that. No, you know, the book is all about engaging students. So the subtitle is How to Boost Engagement, Make Learning Memorable, and Transform Lives. I grew up in a very traditional school environment that was frankly extremely boring and not engaging. And I knew how to play the system well enough to get by and do well enough in it. But I wasn't motivated. I wasn't excited about the work. And so in my classroom, I really try to figure out how can I engage my students. And I find the best way to do that is to really engage them with a story and make them realize that we're all on this journey. We're all in this story. And if we treat school that way, it can be engaging and it can be memorable. So it's really, the book is about actually framing what we do in the classroom with the elements of a story. So injecting real conflict into the room, having students as characters journeying on a plot to solve this conflict. And when I say conflict, I mean like serving refugees or finding out that World War II veterans live in our community, but they're dying. And so how do we capture their stories and remember the lessons that they have to leave us? And so, and then tying in all of our content to that work. So we're still learning English, still learning history, still learning math, science, but we're doing it with real authenticity. So it's my spin and my take on project-based learning.
Awesome.
Nice. So you're a teacher now. Did you always know you wanted to be a teacher?
No, I sure didn't. I remember one time a teacher suggested that to me in high school. I was like, no way, right? Like it would be incredibly boring. And then I went to school and I'm a creative writing major and I got really into the English. I love writing and I love reading and all this stuff. And so I was like, well, what can I do after school with this? So naturally I went into business development.
Of course.
Yeah. And I did. And yeah, I mean, naturally. So I went in and I started working for a business and making money and all this stuff, but it just didn't get me excited about getting up in the morning. And I kept feeling this draw to get back, to what I love, which is inspiring kids and watching them grow and watching them transform. And so that's when I decided to go back and get a teaching degree. And I haven't looked back since.
Well, you know, you've built quite the following on Facebook with your incredible inspirational videos that you make that are like professional quality. I've always been so impressed by how nice they look. But the messages are there too. So where did that kind of idea come from to want to do something like that?
You know, I think I have met so many teachers from speaking around or at conferences and that kind of thing. And there is just such a phenomenal group of professionals in this country that I just don't think they get the love mm-hmm. that they deserve. And so it really stemmed out of that. Like, how can I create videos that recognize the work teachers do, that recognize kids and the work that they do? And so I started making these videos. It was really for the people I worked with and my little circles. But then people started seeing them and sharing them on social media, and it kind of blew up, and which is just kind of by chance. But all of a sudden, people started gravitating towards this positive message about the teaching profession. So that's where it really started, and now it's kind of turned into this whole new thing, which is really, really exciting.
That's awesome. So thinking about the year ahead, Travis, what is one area that you want to kind of grow and work on?
You know, one of the things that I talk a lot about in the book is making learning authentic. So having real authenticity in whatever the work that is that we're doing. I'm not perfect at that yet. I've got a long way to go before I feel satisfied in how I teach and how authentic my classroom is. So I'm really challenging myself to try to find more ways to bring in the community into my classroom, to bring in businesses, organizations, nonprofits, to just heighten the authenticity engagement in my room this year.
Well, you know, a lot of people that we talk to, Trevor, when they were growing up, were quite the different student than they are as an educator. So what kind of student were you growing up?
I was bored. And so I was a major class clown, which is really hard for people to believe. But I was loud. I cut up, respectful most of the time, but really just not engaged. And so, and then, you know, what's funny is then I got into teaching and I started like working with kids and just getting really, really passionate about the work and then getting really passionate about the content I was teaching. I finally saw the value in world history and stories and the value in English. And so now I'm really passionate pretty much about everything that I do, whether it's parenting, whether it's teaching, whether it's writing books, whether it's creating these videos. And so I was really disengaged and uninspired for most of my high school and middle school and elementary career. And I'm really inspired about what I do now.
Awesome. So in Kids Deserve It, Trevor, we talk a lot about inspiration and being challenged by people. And who is someone that inspires or challenges you to be better?
You know, I did my student teaching with a teacher. Her name is Sherry Steelman. And she's been teaching for over 40 years. And every single year, she tries to do something brand new in her classroom. And it just blows my mind that you could be teaching that long and be that excited and invigorated by being in the classroom after that many decades of working with kids. And she's never aspired to do anything but teach. And that gets me up in the morning. That really, so I was really blessed to actually do my student teaching with her and learn from under her leadership. So Sherry Steelman is really an inspiration. And pretty much any teacher that's been doing this that long obviously has something special to share with the world.
Well, you know, we all have those days, Trevor, where we get up in the morning and we don't want to do it. We don't want to get out of bed, or it's just one of those kind of moods. When you're in those kind of moods, what do you kind of do to kick your butt into gear?
Coffee, man. I drink a lot of coffee. Yeah, my motto is fake it till you make it. And I really believe that. Now, I'm also very honest with my kids too. When my children were infants and they were up all night, I'd come into school and I would be knocked out and tired, and I'd be straight up with my kids. I'd say, guys, I'm beat today. I really need your help. And that vulnerability and honesty works. It always works with kids if they know that you're being honest. But sometimes I make myself feel energized and the kids feed off that energy, and then eventually it's contagious and you start to actually feel it. So fake it till you make it, but also vulnerability and honesty.
Perfect. All right, Trevor. Every week we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
My challenge for you would be to try to figure out at least one time this first semester to bring the community into your classroom. So just find at least one opportunity to bring somebody from your community, whether it's a business or a nonprofit or parents. Find some way, or even if it's like writing letters to a senator, whatever it is, find at least one opportunity to be authentic with your classroom this semester and see what happens.
I love that. Well, Trevor, I know you are super busy, so I want to thank you very much for giving us some of your time today and just kind of getting and sharing a little bit of your story with us and our viewers.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. It was fun.
We want to also remind our viewers to tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. We also encourage you to go on to iTunes and leave us a review for a free autographed book set. Make sure you use your Twitter handle so we can connect with you and join our Twitter chats every Wednesday evening. Have a great week, everyone.